As we have stated before, the variance ratios in ANOVA are tested for significance using the F distribution. Let's talk a little bit about the F distribution. Observe the F distribution shown in the slide. The F distribution, like the T distribution, will vary in shape according to the number of degrees of freedom used in its calculation. Remember that the F distribution is described by two types of degrees of freedom: degrees of freedom between and degrees of freedom within. While the F distribution would begin to look like the normal curve as the degrees of freedom increase, it will always remain positively skewed, as shown here, and consequently, we cannot have a negative F value. The F distribution shown here illustrates an F distribution with 2 and 9 degrees of freedom and a critical F value equal to 4.256. When the null hypothesis of equal group means is true, we expect that our obtained F statistic is less than the F critical value and that our P value, which is the proportion under the F curve that is to the right of the obtained F value, will be greater than 0.05.